The Power of Solar Power, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Just off Highway 51, south of Mountain Home, on the way to Bruno, one thing is for sure. There are big skies out there and lots of sunshine. More than 330 days of sunshine per year. And that got farmer Russell Schirmeyer thinking. To make a go in bone-dry Owyhee County, he needed to cut irrigation costs.
It's probably 30 to 40% of my farming cost every year, and it's one of the biggest things that we can be more efficient about. I've in the past put a lot of money into GPS, variable rate fertilizer, variable rate planting, when I've got this giant bear of a bill every month on my power that's only getting bigger over the years.
Schirmeyer farms more than 3,000 acres of corn, wheat, and hay, and they use a lot of water and power. He set out to find a way to offset that huge power bill. So he looked to the skies for help. He set up, solar panels.
Your power bill is going to be set in stone. And this is a way to insulate it because you can set your power cost with these as they're producing. And as soon as they're paid off, you've got a net bottom. And if you can live with that now, it's something that you can live with in the future.
Tomorrow we're going to hear about the amazing cost effectiveness that can be offered by solar power. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.